欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica 在美国呢有这样一种商店呢是比较受欢迎的它的名字叫做 Thrift Store 翻译过来呢你可以理解为节省商店其实它就是二手店或者说是旧货商店的意思还记得很早之前看 Broke Girls 破产姐妹当时 Max 还有 Caroline 呢他们两个去逛这个 Thrift Store 然后 Caroline 当时就发现自己以前800美元的一双鞋子呢现在呢只卖8美元、啊、自己内心非常的难受觉得自己、啊、真的是太惨了在美国呢这些旧货商店或是二手货商店呢通常是一些教会或者是一些非盈利性组织开办的主要是呢想要帮助那些收入比较低的穷人当然在二手店里你不仅可以买到一些很便宜的别人就是捐赠的衣服或是过季的衣服还可以淘到一些很稀奇古怪的东西如果你运气比较好呢还可以淘到一些非常有意思的东西在 Board Panda 上呢就有这样的一个帖子列举出了人们在二手货商店里淘出来的一些非常好玩的物件其中也有人呢将淘到的物件呢再次售卖而且更加神奇的是呢它不仅卖出了一个非常好的价格而且呢还被拍上电视了今天我们就来看一下这些被淘到的物件如果呢你觉得我的语速比较快听不太懂可以微信搜索卡卡课堂加入我们早餐鱼的会员课程里面有我完整的讲解还有慢慢的带读哦另外呢我们爱趣英文的限额招生已经开启了如果你想从根本上提升你的发音听力口语的表达能力和谈话的思维呢记得报名参加哦 1. Got this free giant cup The lady who gave it to us said her husband was a liquor distributor and got it free She just wanted it gone 我们来看被淘到的第一个奇葩物件Got this free giant cup 得到了这个免费的巨大的杯子 Giant 是巨大的这个杯子有多大呢可以装下一个人 The lady who gave it to us said her husband was a liquor distributor 就是给我们杯子的这个女士呢告诉我们她的这个老公呢是一个酒水的经销商 Liquor 这指的是酒水的意思 Distributor 这指的是经销商了 And got it free 所以呢就免费拿到了这个杯子She just wanted gone. 她只是想赶紧把这个杯子弄走。这个照片里呢，这个人呢，其实是在杯子里在泡澡。天哪，真是个好大的杯子呀。2. I picked up the sweater a few years ago and listed it on eBay. It sold for around $80 and the buyer username was Goldberg Studios. I started recording the TV show and made its appearance the following season. 3.I found this cute little love seat at my favorite thrift store thinking it would be the perfect size for my lizard. I bought it, and he actually loves it. 4. Found her yesterday. It's shelf and heavy, made of Bakelite. Don't know anything about it, but she looks like a creepy version of me, so yep, she's mine now.